This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Families are coming to grips with the deaths of 19 children at a U.S. elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
10-year-old Eliana Garcia is being described as very sociable.
She was very happy and very outgoing. Loved to dance and sing and play sports. She was big into family, enjoyed being with the family.
Garcia's aunt, Syria Arizmendi, spoke angrily to the AP through tears about why this happened.
I just don't understand how people could sell that type of a gun to a kid, to an 18-year-old. Like, what is he going to use it for? But for that purpose.
A parent of another victim said her 10-year-old daughter did not want to go to school and that the girls seemed to sense something was going to happen. I'm Ed Donahue.
The gunman who massacred 19 children and two teachers at the elementary school Tuesday had warned in online messages minutes before the attack that he had shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up a school, the governor of Texas said Wednesday. Salvador Ramos, 18, used an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle Tuesday at Robb Elementary School in the town of Uvalde that ended with police storming a classroom and killing him. He had legally bought two such rifles just days before, soon after his 18th birthday, authorities said. Investigators shed no light on the motive for the attack, which also left 17 people wounded. Governor Greg Abbott said Ramos, a resident of the small town about 85 miles west of San Antonio, had no known criminal or mental health history, but did post messages about 30 minutes before the bloodbath. This is VOA News. Flood victims in South Africa's port city of Durban had yet to recover from last month's historic rain when another storm hit last weekend. Victims and experts say it's a signal that better urban planning is needed to protect the residents and their livelihoods from future extreme weather. Linda Giftosh reports from Durban, South Africa.
It has been over a month since historic floods in South Africa's eastern province of KwaZulu-Natal made nearly 7,000 people homeless. But their numbers are growing as heavy rains and repeat floods hit the port city of Durban last weekend, destroying more homes and damaging temporary shelters. Emily Hector is a community leader in the Durban township of Umlazi and is supporting a shelter in a community hall.
It's not getting better, it's getting worse. So if it happens for the rain to come back again, so that means we won't have a shelter to accommodate other people because the halls right now, it's overloaded.
KwaZulu-Natal officials say at least 250 people were evacuated from shelters. South African federal authorities earmarked $63 million for cleanup and rebuilding, while funds are also coming in from various levels of government and aid groups. But victims say they haven't been told when they will get to move to longer-term housing. Many of the South African flooding victims lived in informal settlements on city outskirts with poor infrastructure. They say more public housing inside the cities would be safer, offer better access to public services, and prevent more people from ending up homeless. Linda Giftosh for VOA News, Durban, South Africa.
U.S. President Joe Biden signs a police ordering on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order Wednesday to improve accountability in policing. The signing came 2 years to the day that George Floyd died while detained by police in Minneapolis. Floyd's family was in attendance at the White House.
Events remembering your loved ones, even though they're met with great reverence, are really hard. Everything's come back as if it was happening yesterday.
The event followed by one day yet another mass shooting in America, this one at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. It continues to go on.
Biden said he and the First Lady will travel to Uvalde in the coming days to meet with the families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Recapping our top story, the gunman in the U.S. who massacred 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school Tuesday had warned in online messages minutes before the attack that he had shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up a school, the governor of Texas said Wednesday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.